In the NFL, Cam Newton threw a 25-yard touchdown pass to Ted Ginn Jr. with 59 seconds left, and the Carolina Panthers held off the New England Patriots 24-20 last night for their sixth straight victory when officials picked up a penalty flag on the final play. Stephen Gostkowski's 26-yard field goal put the Patriots up 20-17 before Newton drove Carolina 83 yards on 13 plays for the go-ahead touchdown. Elsewhere, the Miami Dolphins have requested a delay for suspended guard Richie Incognito's non-football injury grievance against the team, while the franchise cooperates with an independent investigation of the alleged violations that led to a suspension. In the NBA, the Portland Trail Blazers beat the Brooklyn Nets 108-98. LaMarcus Aldridge scored 27 points and Wesley Matthews added 24. Chicago knocked off Charlotte 86-81. Oklahoma City won against Denver 115-113. Kevin Durant finished with a game-high 38 points. Dallas beat Philadelphia 97-94. Golden State defeated Utah 98-87. And the Clippers fell to Memphis 106-102. Checking news on the ice, the Boston Bruins and Pittsburgh Penguins both won to move closer to the NHL's Eastern Conference leading Tampa Bay Lightning. Boston knocked off Carolina 4-1, while the Penguins topped Anaheim 3-1. Meanwhile, Calgary edged Winnipeg 5-4 in a shootout. In college basketball, number 9 Syracuse defeated St. Francis 56-50. Number 1 Michigan State passed Portland 82-67. Number 6 Duke won against UNC Asheville 91-55. Number 16 Florida bested Southern University 67-53. And number 22 UCLA topped Sacramento State 86-50. In other sports news, Miami Heat superstar LeBron James confirmed he's in discussions with soccer icon David Beckham to potentially bring a Major League Soccer team back to South Florida. Jared Crowfoot, WAMC News.